Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeffrey is, a long time, 19-year member of our Brain Trust. He is, he's a wordsmith. He's the man who's got the words. He helps his clients put their best foot forward with their words. He is an award-winning journalist and the author of three books, count them, three, on being home-based. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
19 years. How about that? 19 years ago, this month, you joined us for the first time.
That's pretty insane. And to think that all these years, I've still had nothing better to do. Unbelievable.
What does that say about the two
of us? I should put it the other way. I should say you've still not been able to scrounge up anybody better.
I still haven't been able to raise the level of my guests for all these years.
Exactly. And Johnny Carson always had to have somebody out there who was just a throw-in.
So, exactly.
It's been great. It's been a great run, and I appreciate your having me along.
We've had a good time. Appreciate your abiding support.
I'm just here for the free buffet, so,
In the green room. Yeah, that's in the green room. So Jeffrey,
exactly.
I remember when I had my consulting company, and I was just a party of one, especially in the early days. Somebody would say, I need some help doing this. Can you do that? I say, yes, I can do that. And then I'd walk out of the office and get in my car, and I'd say, how am I going to do that? And of course I would. I pulled it off. I actually put it together. But sometimes you get to a point when, and I think you indicated to me this is kind of where you are right now. You got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of moving parts, but you're still a part of your one. How do you make all that, how do you spin all those plates?
Well, I got to tell you, the two main things come to mind here. First off, as a party of one, charmed cork, as you say, as a solo and independent writer, which is what I do, I eat, as you've said in some of your promos, I eat what I kill. So if I ain't out there hunting and gathering, I don't eat, and in a more basic sense, I don't get paid, and bills don't get paid, and family, we struggle. So got to go out and work. And that is not to say that, my wife also is a nurse practitioner. So we do okay on both ends, but my business requires me to do it. And the other thing to keep in mind from my perspective is I don't outsource any of my work. People have said, hire some college intern to write this, or hire someone else to write that. I'm like, people hire me for the way I write. I've never outsourced any of that stuff. So it's a burden that I've taken on willingly, and it's as they say, the cross that I bear to deliver these goods. And so there's two elements to that. One is keeping track of what you have and knowing that if you can't deliver something on a certain timetable, can it be juggled? Can you say to the client, I had a client, I just delivered a big project for a client on Monday of this week, and it was assigned, we had our last meeting about it like 3 weeks ago, and I said, how pressing is this? Because I knew it was a big project, and I had other things in the fire, other irons in the fire. I said, how urgent is this? No, there's no urgency. Open deadline, it meant that if I delivered it, in the next month, we'd be fine, and I delivered it in 3 weeks. So always ask your client, whatever the project
you
is,
gotta,
if you're a you carpenter or you're –
you got to find out.
You got to
find
ask,
out what their expectations are. You
yeah,
always have to
exactly.
do that. You know what? My biggest concern was. I never missed a deadline. I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever missed a deadline. And I missed a lot of sleep, and maybe some other things, but I never missed a deadline. But my problem was that a client would say, how about the end of the month? So that means I got 3 weeks, right? And then they would call me in a week and say, hey, how's it going? You got something I can see?
Right, exactly.
And I said, no, I don't. Well, and it's as if I was going to work on their project, that next day. And I would finally have to say, well, you said 3 weeks, and I had another project I have to deliver this week. So your project is in the hopper. It's on the schedule. It'll get done, but, you know, I'm not going to have something you can look at in the next 3 days, you know, something like that. And I had to train some of my clients about that. Have you had to do that?
Oh, all the time. And you know, I had two things come to mind with that. One is my guilty pleasure, not to be all metrosexual here, but my guilty pleasure is the movie The Devil Wears Prada. And it's,
I don't believe
Meryl
I would have told
Streep
that.
Is a, yeah, you know, it's a fun movie. It's a fun movie. I mean, just it's a girl who's a writer in New York City, but
yeah.
Whatever. But the thing is, she calls a big designer, and she's just a tough cookie. She's just a hard, tough person to work with. She calls a designer, and everyone starts flustering. And Anne Hathaway, the other main character, says, "What happened?" She said, "Whatever her name is, moved this showing of a whole line of the new design clothes up from like next week to tomorrow." And I'm thinking to myself, if a client moved up a deadline on me, I'd say, I got nothing for you. I can't do it.
Right.
You know, because I usually work, you know, I rarely turn in a project, you know, a week early unless I just have so much and I have to get it off my plate. But a big project, it just doesn't happen. But I had a client also call me like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and said, "So how's that project coming along?" Kind of like what we're talking about. And she left a voicemail. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, did I miss the deadline? And all of a sudden, the demons come out, and, like, they're spinning in my head. And so I'm looking around. I call home, and I had to ask Robbie, my wife, to look on my whiteboard. Did I miss the deadline? What's it say? And it's not up there, and I'm looking through my notes. I finally call her back, and I'm like, did I miss something here? She goes, no, I'm just checking in to see how it's going.
Oh, yeah.
And so what I do now is I have Google Calendar that I use. As you know, I'm Google everything, Docs, Calendar, Gmail, the whole lot. And so I have Google Calendar, and there's an app you can download that keeps your task list.
And
so I can look at it with opening an app and see what's up.
And follow up with the client after the meeting and say, hey, I'm looking forward to delivering this project. Thank you for giving me your expectation of time, and I will have something for you to look at before the deadline, which you have told me, before your delivered date, which you told me was June 30th or whatever. You know, that way you got it in writing.
Right.
And
absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
I'm telling you, that's a good idea, folks, to get the client. It's called in selling, we call that an interim close. That way they can't go back and change the rules on you. Hold on to that thought. Jeff, I need your websites, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and .words.com.
All right, so check those out. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.